Time to say hello to Dr. Brent Bean, agronomist with United Sorghum Checkoff Board up in Amarillo. What's going on, Brent?
Oh, good morning. Just got your report there going from 52 to 140 degree swing. That's impressive.
Around here, it could be 105 today and 55 tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, that is pretty amazing when you think about it.
Well, we've had some recent rains. What's the latest on this sorghum crop around here? How's it faring?
Well, I think it's certainly more positive than it, for sure. you know, some guys that did plant in them early and, you know, struggled getting up and that early sorghum, the stand's probably not all that good in a lot of cases and pretty thin, but sorghum uniquely to compensate for stand. So, you know, I wouldn't get too concerned unless you just have huge gaps in a field where you don't have sorghum, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. A lot of people planting sorghum right now. Really, this after these rains, in my mind, this is pretty much the ideal time for planting. Middle of June is a great time to plant sorghum. So from that point, I think it's good. People have good moisture, I think, to get planted on. Certainly, don't get too carried away about the hitting rate. I would keep it, keep the low side for sure, because, you know, unfortunately, we're probably going to have a dry summer. But who knows on that? But I certainly wouldn't count on getting a lot of rain this summer. But that'd be my thought on sorghum planting. Of course, a weed control standpoint, you got to get the pre-emergence herbicide. Fully aware of that. But so as soon as I got that sorghum plant, I would turn right around to pre-on or do it at the same time you're planting. Pretty critical that you get, especially after these rains, that cause some of that weed seed to germinate and want to come up pretty soon.
Yeah, the weeds always follow the rain, and we had quite a bit of weed activity anyway before that, so kind of a double whammy now.
Yeah. We do pull off clean, so one thing about the rain, it did cause the weeds that were maybe there to come up, or they were already up but were stripped and going to be hard to kill. They should be at the growing now, so the herbicides should work as well as they're going to work, with the fact that they're going to be growing.
Hey, are you in Amarillo? Because your phone feed sounds like you're a long ways away.
Really? I actually moved to the DFW area back last summer to get closer to some family and stuff. So yeah, again, talking about that weather, it's 76 right now, not 62. So jealous of that.
You think you'd have better phone service over in the old Metroplex than Amarillo?
Yeah. I'm surprised. You're doing good. So, but what's wrong with my man?
So, when's the old retirement party coming up?
Well, it's getting close. Probably a few months. So right now, just still go strong. I'll make another quick comment before get off here. I did have a controversy about people using or planting grain sorghum for forage for silage, and that a new thought to some people, but it actually makes pretty good sense. From past testing, grain sorghum is very good silage, and it should make it better silage. Now that this new kernel processor that'll crack that berry and make that available, so. Not too much people are thinking of that. Another thing about that, these grain sorghum mature or reach the point where you can cut silage much quicker than what some longer maturing forage go. So you save on water, your tonnage may not be as high, but you should get quality product. Anyway, people are thinking about that. It's really not a bad idea. I had years to have with getting grain sorghum qualified for P payments like with other forage sorghum. They were having trouble getting that happen, but in my mind, I certainly don't see why that should be a problem. So that's thing I'm going to check on today is why we can't and why, and see if we can make sure that Greenstone qualifies for those EP payments.
All right. A lot of guys were waiting for this rain to pop up that we had the last couple of days before they put the seed in. What was the seed supplies like this spring? Were they pretty good?
Yeah, it really, really has been decent. Yeah, I think anybody's going to have trouble finding the sorghum seed that they want to plant this year. I'd be surprised if that were the case.
All right, you're cutting out there, Brent, so we're going to let you go. We'll give out your contact for United Sorghum Checkoff.
Sure, 806-74-0006.